Want to hear how desperate are Texas media activists to keep their radical Obama clone Julian Castro going in the Democrat presidential nomination race? No? Well, I'll tell you anyway. Jonathan Tillop, still in need of an exacting editor at the Austin American-Statesman, published a piece titled, How Julian Castro Turned a Debate Absence to His Advantage. Tillop wrote, Wednesday was the fifth Democratic presidential debate, and Julian Castro, the remaining Texan in the race, had a good night. I'm not saying Castro had a good night facetiously. His tweets during the debate, answering each question, along with those of a swarm of supporters, led his hashtag to trend on Twitter, Tillop explained. And herein you have a phenomena I've watched in campaigns repeatedly in my career. The ignoring of unpleasant realities and self-delusion that because you favor someone as do your closest friends, that means your candidate's doing well. Castro seems to be running for the VEEP slot as he did 4 years ago with Hillary and might get such due solely to identity politics. However, not being on that stage is not replaced with Twitter comments. Other than media and consultant folk, all you're talking to on Twitter is your existing base of supporters, and in Castro's case, that's a very small group. Twitter is not representative of the broader undecided audience, and it is not a replacement for earned media one gets in a broadcasted forum. Castro may have said all types of things on Twitter that appeal to leftists, but it's a forum in which he's reaching mostly those already in the mix, and in which few of the undecided he needs exist. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.